take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena Jenna, Morena. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Nice to see you this morning. You've got a book in hand, you've got a list on the back of a plane ticket. It's all today.
Yes, so I'm reviewing today The X-Men's Carnival by Catherine Chidgey. This is published by Te Heringa Waka Press in Wellington. Last year I reviewed Catherine's book, Remote Sympathy. Do you remember talking about that?
I do.
So this is very different, but another outstanding book by an outstanding New Zealand author. So this book, and I think this will be the catchphrase to anyone talking about it, is that it's narrated by a magpie.
Oh, wow.
The magpie is called Tama. This is short for Tamagotchi. And he lives in a yoke yellow house of Marnie and Rob on a high country sheep farm. It's a struggling farm in central Otago. So Tama turns up, and much to Rob's disgust, Marnie and him become very, very close, and he's very kooky and starts speaking English and copying what they say, so a little bit like a parrot. And he also in the same... And she starts filming him, and he becomes internationally famous. But it's not all comedy, so it feels like it's very light at this point. But Marnie and Rob are struggling to conceive. Rob is this leering personality. He's just always like, he's got this violent energy to him, and is violent and nasty towards Marnie, and Tam is taking this in. I really love these descriptions of... Catherine's done so much research on this, but how a magpie sees. So he'll be like, in my left eye I can see this, and in my right eye I can see that. So he's keeping an eye on things and repeating things that are being said. So, you know, Marnie needs to leave, but Tam is keeping her tied to this landscape.
Right.
Because he's the joy that's in her life.
As is so often the situation with, you know, a lot of domestic violence spaces. They always say pets is a big reason people don't leave a lot of the time. And there's some really great charities actually out there that help look after your pets or your pets of your friends. So just while we're on the topic, can have a little Google about that.
I think that's a really good point to add to this.
It sounds like a really interesting, really sort of gothic premise almost, like this kind of comedic, you know, the high country has so much sort of Pākehā gothic history to it, and the way that people have written about it and made art about it in the past. Does it sort of sit in that canon, do you reckon, or is it doing something different?
I think you could sit it within that, but Catherine has her own, I'm calling her Catherine like I know her, she has her own, she's such a master of voice, and you
right.
can see that through her previous book. So like, this is so different to Remote Sympathy, which is such an epic novel, but that voice carries through. She's really, really good at dialogue, and so she's this funny writer, but this cuts to the darkness below, and that's just sitting below the surface. She's such an intense researcher in the way that she's researched, like, because this has got the wood chopping, the X-Men's Carnival is the wood chopping competition.
Ah, right.
And just how you be a sheep farmer, and the research of birds and how they interact with each other, and then these beautiful descriptions of landscape. So I think it's a really wonderful read, and it's it's easy. You'll whiz through it, but I think it's just another wonderful book by her, and I would just read anything by her that comes out. So I was really excited to read it. Beautiful cover,
Gorgeous magpie illustration. Do love magpies. They scare the absolute living daylights out of me. I don't want to get too close to them, but they are quite amazing birds, aren't they?
I actually have a very blurry tattoo of a magpie on my wrist.
So you do.
Because I used to live in South Korea, and it meant if you saw one, it meant you were having a lucky day.
Oh, that's great.
So I liked the kaupapa of that.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, so it's... Well recommended.
Well, thank you very much for bringing in the new Catherine Chidgey book this morning. I'm definitely on the making my Christmas list now for people. And this, I think, I hope certain members of my family aren't listening, because I can think of a couple that might be into this, I would say. Thank you very much, Jenna. Have a really great rest of your day. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
That was Loose Reads.
You're on.